Undocumented immigrants who've been victims of crimes can apply for a special protection called the U visa. It lets them stay in the country and grants them a path to citizenship. But as President Trump continues to crack down on immigration, advocates fear more people who could qualify are being detained and deported. WAMU's Ellie Yu brings us the story of one family from Northern Virginia who's been separated.
19-year-old Eric is at home in Northern Virginia with his older brother, Fernando, who's 21. We're not using their last name because of concerns about their legal status. As I walk into their living room, a small, scruffy dog runs past Eric's legs.
My mom's dog.
But their mom, Kenya, isn't home. In May, immigration officials came to their house and arrested her. She'd been in the U.S. for 15 years by that point. Kenya left El Salvador, where she's from, because of gang violence. She was detained at the border in 2004, but released and told to come back for a hearing. She says she didn't get a date or time, and so when she didn't show up, she got a deportation order. She and her family didn't know about it. Fernando was devastated when his mom was arrested.
No pensaba nada, solo.
I didn't think about anything. I only wanted to see her. It hurts to think about that moment.
While detained, Kenya applied for a U visa. Her application was based on something that happened a few years ago. Her ex-boyfriend abused her. She called the police and got an emergency protective order. Eileen Blessinger is Kenya's immigration attorney.
Paperwork says, victim stated that her boyfriend assaulted her and broke her cell phone. The officer observed fresh markings and cuts to the victim's face.
With her visa application pending, Kenya asked for her deportation to be put on hold. ICE denied the request, saying they found no compelling reason for Kenya to stay in the country. About 2 weeks ago, she was deported to El Salvador, where I called her.
I still can't believe it. I'm here in my country, in a place where I have to go out with people who will protect me because I can't go out alone.
Kenya says she's still afraid of gang violence, which is why she left the country in the first place. She hadn't planned to return. Her attorney, Blessinger, says she's had several clients, including some with criminal records, who've been granted stays while waiting on a U visa. She suspects Kenya's deportation is the result of a change on how ICE handles these applications.
This is a huge change. We're talking about a non-criminal who's been here for 15 years. I thought it was a guarantee that they would grant a stay of removal.
ICE doesn't grant visas, so when someone who's detained applied for one, ICE had to check with another agency before deciding to deport. Last month, ICE dropped that requirement, and now ICE officials can choose to deport on their own. The agency says the old process was, quote, burdensome due to a large number of visa applications. Having a U visa pending was not a guarantee against being deported. But advocates are concerned the change limits due process for crime victims. Cecilia Friedman-Levin is with ASISTA, a group that works with attorneys for domestic violence survivors.
Like, it's shutting the door on all fronts, you know, and I think it creates a chilling effect for survivors coming forward, you know, who could potentially be eligible for this type of protection.
ICE doesn't publicize the number of deportations of people with pending U visas. It says it's looking at Kenya's case, but hasn't yet commented. Meanwhile, Kenya's back in El Salvador.
I'm hoping something can happen, but I don't want to be here in El Salvador. I can't sleep. I feel anguish. I'm desperate.
She says she hasn't been able to find work. Her U visa application is still pending, but there's a huge backlog and the government only approves 10,000 a year. Kenya's lawyer says a decision could take at least 6 years or more. For WAMU, I'm Ellie Yu.